Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's Bill and Alyssa. So normally we don't do this. Normally during the full show podcast, Alyssa and I don't come on and address you live. But I feel the need to do so today. I actually felt the need to do so yesterday, but today more so than ever. So here's what's going on, letting you in behind the scenes. So whatever the machine is, whatever the software is that records our show on a daily basis is broken. It's broke. I don't know what's wrong with it. So the official, in the email that we received, it said it died.
I was going to say, it was a lot more dramatic via email. It said, logger is dead. I'm like, okay, that's a good Friday email to get before the long weekend, which is exactly what happened to us.
So when that happens, it's like, well, what do? We still want to be able to provide podcasts on a daily basis. So what we're doing, we're doing like a workaround way of recording our show. So we still have content to podcast every single day. However, there are many things that can go wrong with this. Number one, if I don't remember to hit record.
That's the main thing.
Now, with the machine that's broke, it would automatically record, so I never had to think about it.
Because you might not know this, but Bill already has a lot of buttons in front of him every day that he has to press and do little dupes and dops. So adding even just one more button in there for him to press, it's actually very difficult to remember.
So I think that On today's full show, I think I missed two of our segments. So we did them on air and they're gone forever. They didn't record. I didn't push record. So they're in space forever.
They're into the radio waves.
That sucks. The other thing is that the way that we record the show temporarily is it really only has our microphone audio. And then I think there's one additional audio source. Mm-hmm. But if there's anything else that plays, it isn't able to record. For example, like the Good Vibes at 6:55 open or the Alyssa's College of Knowledge open. I can't put those in there. And then, so there's a segment in today's show where I'm playing. It's funnier.
It honestly might be even funnier to just listen to you try to explain what we're talking about.
So it's a segment that we did today that I thought was hilarious because on the air, on the show, in the background, I was playing porno music.
It's true. He was. While I was talking about feeding my cats, how those two things go together, don't ask me. I don't know how we got there, but it happened.
However, as you listen to today's podcast, that music cannot be heard in this podcast. So It's frustrating. They're trying to fix the machine.
It messes up the vibe too. Just throwing it out there. So if you're like listening, like why is this playing like this? Believe me, it was like I had tears rolling down my face during the show. It was funny. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be like, I don't get it. Like, why is this so funny? Well, it's because there was porno music. So as you listen to today's podcast, try to imagine porno music on in your head as you listen to a certain part of this podcast. Okay, so we've explained enough. Thank you for listening to us. And here is today's full show. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Alyssa?
Yes?
I hope you're going to be excited about this.
Oh, what are you, what?
I have possibly identified a new pet for you to adopt. A new fur baby.
Another pet?
Yeah, I know it might seem sudden because you just adopted a cat like within the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I think that at this point, though, you now have the grand total of 3 cats in your house.
Yes.
What's the difference if it's 4?
There really is no difference.
You might as well add a 4th cat.
We might as well. We're not opposed. We say we're stopping at 3, but we're certainly not opposed.
I've seen a cat on the loose.
You have?
Right here at work.
Where?
So we work downtown at the Halley Building, in the historic Halley Building. And across the street is the Halley Building parking garage, where, if you've listened to this show for a while, you know that there's a various amount of different animals in that parking garage.
It's kind of like a little, like, unofficial metropolitan zoo.
Maybe not a lot of animals. Maybe mostly just pigeons.
A lot of them, though. And they make some interesting noises that make me think that there's other animals in there.
And there's very large pigeons in there. But I digress. Yesterday afternoon, when I am leaving work, I am driving. So I get in my car and I'm driving down the ramps. I'm trying to exit the parking garage. And I'm on level 2. And what do I see run in front of me? It's a cat.
A cat? There's a cat in our parking garage?
And the cat looks a little skinny to me. Perhaps a little malnourished.
I have a lot of food. I want to make that cat fat.
So I watched the cat, and the cat ran inside this hole inside the wall of the parking garage.
Baby.
Like, I don't know how this cat is getting around. I don't know where this cat is living. But it ran inside this hole, and I can show you the hole maybe after the show today.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, okay, you're going to have to show me where this hole is so that I can try to help feed this cat.
A very crafty cat.
I mean, he's a city cat. He's an alley cat. He's got to be crafty.
Is that a thing? Are there downtown cats?
Oh, I'm sure that there are. There are definitely stray cats down here.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's stray cats everywhere. They're just elusive. They're fast. They're slick. You probably don't see them very often.
Yeah, that's the first cat I've seen downtown.
I mean, hey, you notice I haven't seen any pigeons lately in the parking garage. That makes sense that there's a cat in there maybe taking care of business.
I've seen deer downtown.
I have seen that too. Isn't that crazy?
But I have not seen a cat. And so that is the first cat that I've seen. If I saw a dog, I would melt. Like, I have not seen a loose dog downtown.
If you saw a dog, would you have picked that dog up and taken it home?
If I had the opportunity to, yeah, I would. I would get the dog out of downtown.
Yeah. And you would probably just end up with a second pet at that point. I don't think your family would let you give it up.
But yeah, so there's a cat in the parking garage.
Okay. It looks like we're going cat catching after the show.
Are you serious? Like, what would you do? Would you, like, leave a bowl of food, like, out? Because I can show you exactly where the cat went into this hole.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely bring, like, some wet food, like, tomorrow, some treats, and I'd try to lure him out.
But, yeah, if you put something right there, I guarantee that cat uses. It's almost like how we have the underground tunnel from the parking garage into the building. It's like the cat has its own private tunnel.
Entrance.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Oh, I want to find this little baby and give him a good life. Give him the best life with lots of food.
All right, I'll help. I'll show you exactly where I saw the cat.
All right, we're going cat catching.
So, yeah, Alyssa, she has a new cat at her house right now.
Yes, little baby.
That's Ozzy, right? Baby
yes.
Ozzy?
Yep.
And we've been talking a little bit on the show about how Alyssa has gone to some lengths to spoil that little baby cat and all of her cats,
They're
to be
my
honest.
Fur babies.
We're going to get into that this morning. Coming up, How do you spoil your pet? It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Going to the falls. What falls? Chagrin Falls? What other falls are there? Olmsted Falls?
Is that the one?
That's the one we're going to.
Okay.
But didn't we talk about this one time? There's like 16 falls.
No, we were talking about all the different heights.
Oh, that's right, heights. I'm getting falls confused with heights. Okay. There might be only be two falls, Chagrin Falls and Olmsted Falls, that I can think of right now.
Well, we're going to one of them.
Yes. West Side, Olmsted Falls. Nadia, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Okay, so this is really small, but if you're at a four-way stop and we're not certain like who got there first, most of the time people just kind of try to jet through because everyone's in a rush. But recently I've experienced doing that with people and like them waving you by, like giving you a little wave and a smile, like they're just living their life and no rush. And I just think that's a good vibe.
That is a good vibe. Everybody's just chilling.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go for it. Whatever. Got nowhere to be.
It's interesting to hear perspectives of what driving is like in Northeast Ohio. Like, obviously, Nadia has a good experience there at a four-way stop. I find people to be extremely polite on the road and, you know, waving people in and things like that. But then you talk to people who are like on 480 going eastbound.
Oh, 480 is like another, 480 is a monster. I take 480 every day. I was doing 70 on my way into work this morning, and I got, I was getting like tailed by somebody, and then he passed me. I was like, dude, I'm doing 10 over.
Yeah.
Chill.
So maybe when we get on the freeways, that's when it's a little dicey.
It's bad vibe.
Yeah.
We
lose our minds. But then we're just traveling through town. That's when we become our classic Midwestern self.
Through the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Where our friends and families recreate and live.
But yes, your kids might live here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Drive like your kids live here. Aren't there like billboards that say?
Oh, yeah. Drive slow, come to a complete stop. Oh, yeah, I'm doing all that when I'm on the side streets. But once you hit the highway, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Nadia, thank you so much for listening to us this morning.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thank you.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Am I the bleephole? This might be a little complicated this morning. We're already starting off with a fake name. This is an anonymous caller to the show. We know who it is. We know their real name, but obviously this is a sensitive subject, so she wants to remain as anonymous as possible. And she would like some good advice as well, because this is something she's struggling with. Let's hear about it. Dorothy is joining us. Dorothy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, whenever we have an anonymous caller on the show, we usually trend towards a grandmother's name.
Yeah.
Senior citizen name, Dorothy.
Dorothy fits that bill.
So, Dorothy, thank you for coming to us. Tell us what's going on, and let's see if we can help.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll find out if you're a bleephole as well.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's definitely a complicated situation, and I have to be careful about what I share. But it's absolutely kept me up at night for like the past week. So,
okay.
I have a best friend, and she's married to one of my coworkers. And actually, I introduced them like 3 years ago, and they have a one-year-old son.
Okay. So your best friend's husband works with you. You guys are coworkers. You introduced them way back when. Okay.
Yes. So a few weeks ago, my coworker, who, you know, like I said, is now married to my best friend, got suspended at work for sexual harassment.
Oh, okay. Do you know, like, what happened?
Yeah, so I haven't heard too many things. You know, it's an HR issue, so, like, I've heard bits and pieces from coworkers. Of course, people are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently what I have heard is that he asked another one of our younger coworkers out on a date.
And, oh.
Yeah, and I guess, like, didn't like that she said no. And I don't know, she filed a complaint with HR, and he got suspended for 5 days. So
hold on, wait. So this guy asked out another one of your coworkers on a date, but he's married to your best friend.
Yes.
I can't. How did he think he was going to get away with this with you working there?
Seriously.
You being the one that, well, maybe he didn't think he was going to get in trouble, though.
Maybe.
Like, maybe he was trying to ask this younger I mean, obviously, if she would have said yes, then
we probably would never know about it.
Yeah, Dorothy would not be calling this morning.
Right.
She's only calling because he got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he got suspended. How does this affect you, though, Dorothy?
Well, the dilemma is that he didn't tell my friend, you know, the truth, why he got suspended.
Oh, he didn't?
No, she has no idea.
Do you know what he told your friend, the reason why he got suspended at work?
Because obviously he's, like, not showing up.
Right, yeah. I mean, obviously my best friend and I, we talk about everything. So he told her that there was some kind of accident that happened at work. Like, something happened. It was an accident. But that there was property damage, and they had to suspend him for 5 days. So that absolutely did not happen. And so my friend, she has no idea.
Oh, my gosh. So your friend is telling you this about, can you believe about Doug? You know, he suspended at work for 5 days. That must have been some accident there at work. And then you're like, uh-huh, right. And now, oh, my gosh.
You could have totally blown up his spot, like, right there if you wanted to, without even knowing it.
Well, what would happen if she did? What would happen if Dorothy...
I don't think that doesn't fall back on Dorothy. That doesn't fall back on you at all, because it's not her secret to keep.
But wait, would that get you in trouble at work at all, Dorothy, if you mentioned to your friend the real reason why her husband is suspended?
I actually don't know. Anything involving HR, it's like, do I get involved more than I need to here? I don't know.
I don't have any good advice for
Dorothy.
This
is really hard.
Like, I don't know. I mean, even if you didn't work with this guy,
right,
with your friend's husband,
it's still your friend's husband.
And just the sheer fact that you have information that he is lying to her and you could be the one to reveal that information, that in itself is a dilemma on its own.
I think it's just putting you, Dorothy, in a really uncomfortable position.
100%.
And when you add in the fact that the two of you work together, this guy and you are coworkers, I think that just adds an extra layer of complications to this.
I don't know what to do.
And are you a bleephole for not telling your friend what really happened?
Exactly, yeah.
216-474-0104. Maybe someone working in HR.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone much smarter than us can have some good advice here.
Hopefully there's not somebody out there who has experienced this and knows firsthand, but if you have, now's your time to shine.
216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. You're on Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, am I the bleephole? We heard from Dorothy, not her real name, an anonymous caller. She has a really complicated dilemma. A dilemma that affects her personal life and her work life right now. Because Dorothy has a best friend. She introduced a coworker of hers to her best friend like 3-4 years ago. They hit it off. They got married. They have a kid.
Right. There's a baby.
Dorothy just found out that this guy that she introduced to her best friend was suspended at work for like a week for sexually harassing someone else in the office. She doesn't have all the details, but it was something like he wanted to see more of this coworker. She denied him and reported him to HR, and he's suspended. The problem is he didn't tell his wife the real reason why he got suspended at work.
He said that there was like some sort of accident at work or something, and that's why he's not going to be there for a week.
So Dorothy's wondering, am I the bleephole for not wanting to tell my friend? She wants to tell her friend about this.
But also, like, who really wants to break that news to somebody? Like, is this her place to do it?
Aaron in Strongsville, is Dorothy a bleephole, and do you have any advice for her?
I don't think she's a bleephole, but I feel like her best friend knows that she works with her husband. So if her best friend finds out the real reason he got suspended, she could get mad at Dorothy for not telling her the truth, right?
So it could backfire on her.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think maybe Dorothy should talk to the husband and say, listen, you got to come clean with her because it's putting me in a bad spot. And if you don't, then I'm going to have to.
Oh, that's interesting. Stephanie and Maslin, you have the same advice, right? You think that Dorothy should confront the coworker,
the husband,
and not her friend.
Absolutely. I would tell him either he has the conversation with her, or she, being her best friend, has the, you know, she has to tell her.
Yeah. I think that, you know, hearing it, the words out loud, she could really be putting her friendship on the line, Dorothy, if she doesn't tell her friend what's going on. She really could, and it depends on how long this friendship is, how close they are. Like, you don't want to lose that.
Could you imagine go ahead.
I just think any best friend, if she really is her best friend, I think any best friend would be highly upset if she found out that she knew this entire time and didn't say anything.
Can you imagine if you're the husband or the coworker and you're at work and you think you're getting away with this? Like, you got in trouble at work, but your wife has no idea.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting in the break room and then Dorothy walks in, closes the door.
Right? She's definitely got heels on because they're clip-clomping as she's walking in. She's making a statement.
Caitlin and Vermilion, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you were saying that you've been in a similar situation as Dorothy.
Yeah. So one of my first jobs, actually, when I was like 19, I worked in a place with a husband and a wife, and I was pretty close with the wife, and the husband would message me like late hours of the night.
You were the other woman or the.
Yeah, but I totally did not participate in any way, shape, or form.
The intended and other woman, not the willing other woman. Okay.
Yeah. And he would like message me all the time, and then I wouldn't respond, and he would see me at work and he'd be like, why aren't you answering me?
Ooh.
And he was a supervisor.
Oh, even worse.
And I heard rumors from other coworkers that he would message them too, but I never said anything. And then fast forward now, like 4 years, 5 years later, I currently work at a law firm that handles divorce cases. And my old coworker, lo and behold,
no way,
came to our firm for a divorce and was telling me, like, oh, did you know that he was cheating on me this whole time? And I had to sit down and tell her, like, yeah, honestly, I did know that something was going on. I didn't know how bad it was, but he had messaged me too. And then I had to share the screenshots with her and her attorney.
What are the odds? What are the odds of that happening? Like, you're sitting there, like, you're working at this law firm now, and then all of a sudden, now you're a witness in their divorce case.
Yeah. So I guess moral of the story is, if you don't tell her, you risk having to answer that really tough question that she asked me in the end, which is, why didn't you tell me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
and
gosh.
There's really no good answer to that, and I feel really guilty about it now. I wish that I would have told her.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there.
I mean, I think that that's some great advice, especially when you've lived through it. Somebody who's actually already been through this exact thing, that's the one you got to go with. You got to tell her.
It doesn't sound like either option is easy.
No, they both sound very difficult, honestly.
So, Dorothy, please stay in touch with us, and I'd love to do a follow-up on this to find out what happens next.
Yeah, I mean, I would kind of love it if there was an ending like the one that we just heard, that like it ends with like a divorce or something like
that. You
mean
with Caitlin?
And she gets out. Like,
I mean, what are the odds? I mean, it's not that much of a small town. Like the guy that was hitting on you shows up at the law firm that you're now working at.
I think really the moral of the story here is, hey, don't cheat, especially not with coworkers. Don't even try.
We have Deanne and Medina. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have five questions. Are you ready, Deanne?
I'm ready.
The name of the insect that is currently terrorizing Northeast Ohio as they lay their eggs on the lake?
Gnats? Midges.
Question two. Anne Hathaway played the assistant to fashion mogul Meryl Streep in this 2006 film.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Question three. What is the name of the Good Witch of the North from The Wizard of Oz?
Glinda.
Question four. In 2000, what artist released the Marshall Mathers LP?
Eminem.
Final question. What is tofu made from?
Soybean paste.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? I tell you what, some of these contestants are just on top of it. Alyssa's welcome back. It's Deanne and Medina.
Jeez, what did I miss?
You missed Deanne going 5 for 5.
Okay.
She nailed all five questions. Alyssa cannot mess up. She cannot miss one question. Otherwise, she loses this game.
Okay, so pressure's on is what you're saying.
Here come your five questions. I will not score you throughout. We'll just get through the five questions, and I'll tell you who won at the end.
All right.
Question one, the name of the insect that is currently terrorizing Northeast Ohio as they lay their eggs on the lake.
Ooh. You're saying that they're terrorizing us right now, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, the midges.
Question two, Anne Hathaway played the assistant to fashion mogul Meryl Streep in this 2006 film.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Question three, what is the name of the Good Witch of the North from The Wizard of Oz?
Glinda.
In 2000, what artist released the Marshall Mathers LP?
Eminem.
Final question, what is tofu made from?
Bro, what? What is tofu made from? Oh, this is something I've never really thought about. Starch?
Can't accept that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
The answer is soybeans.
Oh, that makes sense.
And since you missed a question, Alyssa Rose, that means Deanne from Medina has won Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woo-hoo.
And that's how you do it, Deanne. Okay, 5 for 5. Let's go.
Deanne, here's everything that you have. You have an Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and a diploma, which we are going to send your way since you beat Alyssa today. You also have the invitations to join Alyssa on Tuesday night, June 17th, for the Bride Hard Q104 Girls Night Out Party.
Okay, very cool. My name is Deanne, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Thank you for choosing us this morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa on Q104. So yesterday, I think right around this time, we were talking about Alyssa's newest adopted cat in addition to her family. That's Ozzy.
Little Ozzy baby.
And we were going more in depth on how you spoil your pet, and specifically the things that Alyssa has been doing lately.
And I've been spoiling them, kind of rotten.
All right, so I want to go down this path, and I need you to shed some light on some things.
Okay.
Because you had talked about automatic feeders for the cat.
You have
purchased automatic feeders for your cats. Now, explain what happens with an automated feeder.
Okay, so each of these feeders, they're set up for each of the cats. They're all wearing like a QR code tag on their collar that opens the food bowl only for the designated cat. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
It sounds insane to me. I not in a bad way, but it just sounds so complicated.
No, I totally agree. I agree with you 100%. The thing is that they're all on different food.
Yeah.
So they have to stay out of each other's food.
It makes sense.
It does. But also with these automatic feeders, it's funny because actually just a couple of minutes ago, they went off for the breakfast feeding. They are on a timer. So it just went off for breakfast.
So you know every time they eat. You are notified
yes.
on your phone via an app.
I'm notified when the food goes in their bowl. And I'm also notified on the app every time that they go over to the bowl to eat. So I can see like how often and how long they're going over to eat for. But here's the real kicker, the part that I really love about these feeders. They just went off for breakfast, which means that my whole house just had my voice going and echoing through the whole thing because I set up meal calls.
This is the part that I want to illustrate. This is the part that you touched on it yesterday and we just ran out of time. And I'm like, I can't possibly go down this rabbit hole with you.
Yeah, so there's meal calls set for each cat on each feeder. I actually pulled some of them, some examples, if you want to go ahead and play them.
Okay, I just want to make sure everybody understands what's going on here. Alyssa has recordings of her voice in her house that goes off whenever her cats want to eat. Okay? Do you understand what's happening here?
This is what's playing in my home every morning.
Okay, so let's say that Pancake, your oldest cat, is hungry and wants to eat. What happens at Alyssa's house? Here's what happens.
Come here, Miss Pancakey. It's time to get your food. Come here, little girl. Come here, cakeys.
See? It's just a couple of seconds. It's just to entice them to come over and eat. That's all.
Oh, my God. So what if the cat, wearing their collar with the QR code, goes over to eat, but then they leave for like a few minutes, but then they come back. So does it play again? Does
playing? No, it only plays once.
It
only plays when the food comes out. So it plays twice a day. But I will say I got to hear the dinner meal call yesterday and it was really something. They all go off at the same time.
Right.
And it's
so,
kind of a nightmare.
So Pancake goes to eat and then Caboodle's like, oh, I hear Mom's voice.
Right.
So Pancake must be eating. So Caboodle comes over.
Come here, Miss Caboodle. It's time to eat. Come here, little girl. Come get your food, Miss Caboodles.
Meanwhile, as these are all playing across my house right now, my husband is dead asleep. Or this is how he's waking up. Is to this echoing through the halls.
And then Ozzy, the newest baby cat, is like, what in the world is going on in this house? where I hear mom's voice, but she's not actually here. The other cats are eating. I guess I'll go over too.
Come here, Mr. Ozzy. Oh, that's a good boy. It's time to get some food. Ozzy, come here.
There is nothing too good for my cats. My fur babies.
Does anyone else feel a little uncomfortable overhearing that?
Does it feel like you're listening to something you shouldn't be?
It does feel like that. Especially on Ozzy's. Like, I gotta say, it feels a little more sensual.
That's my baby boy.
Come here, Mr. Ozzy. Oh, that's a good boy.
Oh.
It's time to get some food.
Ew.
Ozzy, come here.
Stop it right now. I'm just trying to make him into a mama's boy, okay? It's my first son.
Nice, Caboodle. It's time to eat. Come here, little girl.
I can't with you.
Come get your food, Miss Caboodles.
I'm going to go home and change them all. Take all the meal calls off. I'll just put the automated one. The automated one is so sad, it just goes, it's meal time.
Come here, Miss Pancakey. It's time to get your food. Come here, little girl.
You're telling me if you heard that, you wouldn't want to go over and eat? Bill can't even talk. He's laughing at me so hard. Stop playing them.
Oh, that's a good boy. It's time to get some.
Come here, Mr. Ozzy.
Oh, my God.
Come here, Mr.
That is not the vibe. That is not the vibe at all. That is not what I was going for. I was trying to go for mother.
Bryce just texted. He wants one of those, too, he said.
Oh, God.
He wants you to record one of those for him.
Oh, God.
I'm like,
I need to take those recordings away from you.
I don't know what we're going to do next.
I don't want you to have those anymore.
I don't know what we're doing next. We'll figure it out.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Q Morning Show. Chapel Roan. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, I thought this would be fun to get into. What was your weird email address? Is weird the right word? What was your email address, which might be embarrassing now?
Are you talking emails or are you talking like instant messenger, like AIM?
Oh, which one do you want to do? AIM? Mm-hmm. You want to do AIM? Okay.
Yeah, though that's where like the best names were.
So you came up with like a username on mm-hmm. AIM. And this would have been what? Like late 90s, early 2000s
yeah.
that you would do this and you'd have your AIM name, your AIM. Was it sometimes an
it's
email
like a
address?
Username? Yeah, yeah. It could double as an email. So like I know my AIM was also like my AOL. So like I had my AIM and AOL, both the same. You got your mail, but you also got your instant messages.
The reason why we were thinking of this is because when you play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, we are required to get an extraordinary amount of information from you.
Pretty much everything except for your social we need.
So we ask for your AIM, your original AIM ID, whatever it was.
We don't ask for it, but it is hilarious to me the amount of people that we talk to who are, you know, in their 30s, 40s, sometimes even beyond, that are still using those old school AOL AIM usernames that are like so off the wall.
And they're still using them for an email address, right?
Because that's what they're giving us as their email on file.
So what were the email addresses? This isn't today. This is within the last couple of weeks. What were some of the email? So these are actual listeners and winners of our show. And these are their current email addresses that they're using.
Yeah. So I actually wrote them down because I was like, we'll talk about this one day. So one of them, cutiepie143_XOXO. I feel like we should also mention you have to be at least 18 to play our games. So these are full blown adults.
Yeah. Right.
And then the other one that I took down, soccer, but the O in soccer is a zero.
Mm-hmm.
So soccer_stud55.
So this person obviously was really good at soccer, perhaps in high school or college.
Or maybe they just liked soccer and they never even played.
But why would you not switch that at some point in your adult life?
If it's not broken, why change it?
Because there might be a radio show that asks you for your email address so he can send you prizes.
And then all of a sudden you're 40-something years old saying cutiepie143_XOXO@gmail.com.
216-474-0104. What is or what was, it's even funnier if it's still your email address.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
What was it? What is it? Your old school email AIM. Address, your AIM account, 216-474-0104. Yeah, I can't wait to hear some of these.
I wish you had one. I have one, but it's not that good.
I know, I'm lame. I never had anything that good. Q104, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Yeah, I didn't have anything like that. I remember my first email address was my Kent State College account.
Oh, okay.
I never had AOL though. I think I went right to Hotmail, and I don't think it was anything fun or lame, however you want to look at it.
I had Lissy 93, of course, the year I was born, and then later on I had Dude It's Alyssa. That's about as crazy and wacky as mine got though. Not nearly as crazy as some of the texts that we're getting.
Let's go to Stephanie in North Royalton. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, so what was your old school email address or your AIM ID that you used to have?
It's ridiculous. It was SkaterGirl2318.
I love the spelling on it, though, because it's Skater, SKATUR, and then girl with a U as well. So it's like very old school text slang.
Absolutely. I had to be, you know, that cool, unique, hip thing going on.
Oh, you were that girl, that skater girl.
It was so stupid. It was, I made it up when Avril Lavigne came out with Skater Boy, and I thought I was the coolest. I carried a skateboard with me, didn't know how to use it, wore a tie and everything. And then the last four numbers were mine and my boyfriend at the time's favorite numbers. It was the most ridiculous thing. I couldn't wait to get rid of it years later.
That is like the most Y2K thing I've ever heard, and I love it. The fact that you had a skateboard that you didn't know. I had one too that I didn't know how to ride, but
really?
I had it just because I thought it was cool.
I did not know that.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't know that was a thing that people would use. Alyssa used to wear fake glasses.
I still do.
Back in the day because she enjoyed glasses. And now I know that you had a fake skateboard. It was a real skateboard.
It's a real skateboard. I just couldn't use it.
That's funny.
Right.
And I'm not the only one. She did the same thing.
Stephanie, thank you for calling. Also, I'm looking at your number shows up here. I also thought that this phone number was a fake phone number.
I kind of did too.
Yeah, don't say what it is.
I'm not. Trust me. I've had many comments on the number.
Oh my gosh! All right. Yeah, you'll have to text us if you want to know what her phone number is.
But we're not going to give out her phone number.
You could probably guess it.
Yeah, you could probably guess it.
Miranda in Louisville. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what was your old school email address that you, do you still use it to this day?
I don't anymore, no.
Okay.
R.I.P.
What was it?
So I had two. It was skate101girl, like G-U-R-L 96.
Mm, yes. Yes.
And then babygirl 96.
Yes! And I'm guessing you were born in 96.
I was, yeah.
There it is.
So we have tapped into a specific segment of our audience here, the ones that were influenced by early 2000 Avril Lavigne music coming out.
I wonder.
Yeah, it had to have been Avril Lavigne. I don't know what the skate was because I never skated in my life.
Another one. Never skated. Yet here we are.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm still a skater girl at my core at the ripe age of 31.
Absolutely. Any day.
Thank you, Miranda. What are some of the ones coming in on text?
Oh, this one. The spelling on it's nuts. So it's supposed to be Q-T-P-2-T-O-1.
That's great.
But it's Q-T-P-U-H, the number 2, T-0-1. It's nuts. I'm also hoping that right now our boss is listening and can hear the fact that so many of us were influenced by Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy. Maybe, just maybe, he'll be willing to put it in the system.
Tomorrow, at this time, we have to play Skater Boy. We'll just do it. We won't even acknowledge it. We'll just play Skater Boy.
Just go rogue.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Okay, I'm in.
I love it. The person that has the cutie patootie AOL account, she says she still uses it, too.
I love it.
For junk mail.
Still, though.
You've got the Q Morning Show. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. All right, Joanne, so we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Yes.
A 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you happen to get more questions correct than Alyssa, then you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she will be the winner. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Yes. I listen every morning, so yes.
All right, Joanne, deep breath in.
Okay.
Let's proceed with your 5 questions. Number 1, the president who delivered the Gettysburg Address.
Abraham Lincoln.
Question 2, what is the name of the food that is permitted to be eaten under Jewish dietary laws?
Kosher.
Question 3, the name of the coin that the Treasury Department says is going away.
That's the penny.
Question 4, he's one of our founding fathers. He also invented bifocal glasses.
Benjamin Franklin?
Final question. The classic video game that contains the ghosts Pinky, Inky, Blinky, and Clyde.
Pac-Man.
Wow.
Did I do okay?
You did more than okay, Joanne. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Yeah, I'll wait till she gets in here before I mean, you already know how you did, Joanne. It was fantastic. You already know. You already know.
Okay.
Alyssa, meet Joanne from Aurora.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, she was a nervous wreck before we started this game.
Uh-oh.
But now she's feeling pretty good.
I assume it went well.
Because she just went 5 for 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it went really well.
Yes, I'd say so.
So once again, Alyssa, for the second time today, you need to get every single question right in order not to lose.
I got to be perfect.
So I'm not going to score you throughout this game. We'll just add it up at the end.
All right.
Question number one. The president who delivered the Gettysburg Address.
Abraham Lincoln.
Question two. What is the name of the food that is permitted to be eaten under Jewish dietary laws?
What's the name of the kosher.
Question three. The name of the coin that the Treasury Department says is going away.
Penny.
Question four. He's one of our founding fathers. He also invented bifocal glasses.
Is that Ben Franklin?
Final question. The classic video game that contains the ghosts Pinky, Inky, Blinky, and Clyde.
That's Pac-Man.
After all five questions... I know. We have a tie today.
We have a tie?
Yeah.
Oh, I was actually unsure about some of those.
No, you got them.
Wow. Okay. All right. I am happy with a tie.
Joanne got all five. Alyssa got all five. Clearly, these questions are too easy, so wait till tomorrow because they're not going to be.
Oh, no. Well, Joanne, you did as good as you could have. Good job.
Yes, thank you. It was a pleasure being on, so thank you.
Joanne, we do have prizes for you. In fact, Alyssa would love to have you be a part of Girls Night Out. Hang on, we'll get you all the details, okay?
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. My name is Joanne, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.